So again, we'll go back into the compassion wing of the practice in this session, and we'll go back to the Tonglen practice that we looked at yesterday. So remember, Tonglen is Tibetan for giving and taking, and it's a very powerful method for helping us to transform our selfish, self-cherishing mind into a mind of cherishing others, for transforming our attachment and aversion into loving kindness and compassion. And it's a practice that's very widely practiced in many of the particularly Tibetan Buddhist traditions. As we saw with similar to loving kindness and compassion, with the Tonglen practice, it's very much advised to do this in stages, to first begin with people close to us, this giving and taking, because it's easiest, then to slowly extend it out to people we don't know very well, and then slowly to start to extend it out to people we find a little bit difficult, and then eventually towards all living beings. But as we saw yesterday and also previously with loving kindness and compassion, I think in our modern society, where there seems to be an epidemic of low self-esteem and self-hatred, it's always good to begin this practice by focusing on ourself first, so that we can cultivate this loving kindness and compassion towards ourself and then extend it out to others. And so that's what we did yesterday. We started with ourselves and then moved out to someone close to us and then further out. Similarly, today we're going to do that. Today I think we'll start with picking someone close to us, and then a stranger, and then slowly move out to someone we find a bit difficult. When we start this practice, and even like when we're picking someone close to us, as a beginner, it's probably not good to pick someone who's got a very heavy problem, because we'll just get sort of overwhelmed by it. So just pick someone with a more minor problem as a beginner. And similarly, when we move out to people we don't like, don't sort of pick your worst enemy as the first person, because that's going to be too difficult, I think. So maybe pick someone who maybe irritates you a little bit, or, you know, something like that. And then we can slowly work up to those sort of other people. So that's what we're going to be doing today. Just one or two more points before we begin. With this practice, sometimes there's a few doubts. In particular, let's say we're doing this practice with someone who has some sort of physical illness, and we imagine taking that off of them. Then sometimes people worry, well, you know, will I get that illness? You know, I might get sick if I take that on. So remember, this is a mental exercise, so we can't actually take their sickness from them. The whole point of this exercise is to really just have that wish to take that suffering from them, because that is compassion, and then the wish to give happiness away to them. So that is the loving kindness. So it's this sort of wish to do that is the main point of this practice. So actually the main beneficiary of this practice is yourself. But then when people hear that, they go, then, well, what's the point in doing it if we can't actually take anyone's suffering from them directly? Two things here. One, of course, is that by doing this in a very heartfelt way, we'll really develop our loving kindness and compassion more purely, which means outside of this meditation, when we go to help that person, we'll help them in a more genuine way rather than maybe with a selfish motivation. And we're also then going to start to help people that we maybe don't normally help because we couldn't care less about them. So you'll find that by doing this practice, then you, when you actually go to help people who are suffering, you'll help them in a more effective and more pure way without sort of attachment being there. With this practice, if we really do this again in a very heartfelt way, and this ties back to the Buddhist idea of the interconnected nature of reality, is that if we do this practice, particularly with someone we have a connection with, then if we mentally really want to take that suffering from them, then we can have a very subtle positive impact on their mind, even if they're really on the other side of the planet. And I think there is some scientific evidence to support this idea. So we shouldn't underestimate the power of the mind, that by us doing this, we could have a very positive impact on their mind without them even knowing that we're doing it for them. And speaking about that, actually, I heard about a modern study done recently, which actually the results are quite sad, is that the study showed that if someone is ill, if a person is ill and they know that other people are praying for them, you know, praying for their well-being, it actually has a slight negative impact on the person. Because I think the person maybe feels a bit under pressure, oh, I need to get better now then or something. So that's, I mean, I find that really unfortunate that is actually, that seems to be the case, that, you know, maybe people don't like people praying for them or they put them under pressure. So again, for us, therefore, we don't need to even tell anyone that we're doing it for them, and maybe better not, just do it really in our own heartfelt way, and then we can really benefit and they can benefit as well. So that's a couple of things, and there's one or two more things I'd like to mention, but maybe we can do that after the meditation. So again, we're going to do this Tonglen meditation. We're going to do two sessions with a little two-minute break in the middle, and we're going to be moving out from someone close to us to a stranger, and then out to someone we find a little bit difficult, and then further out. Okay? So let's do the practice. So, of course, we begin by preparing the body, setting it in a state of relaxation, stillness, and vigilance. Allowing the breathing to flow naturally and effortlessly. Setting the mind in a state of ease and relaxation. Simply allowing the mind to come to rest in the present moment. Through focusing on the sensations of the breath throughout the body. Tonglen, or giving and taking. It's a very powerful method to transform the self-cherishing mind into a mind of cherishing others. To transform our attachment and aversion into loving kindness and compassion. So first bring to mind someone close to you, a friend, a loved one, who's currently experiencing some sort of physical or mental problem or suffering. And picture them very clearly in front of you. And then arouse the thought, how wonderful it would be if they are free of that problem, free of that suffering. May you be free of all suffering and its causes. And then imagine the problem or suffering in the form of black smoke filling their body. And then imagine the inner purity of your mind, your Buddha nature, in the form of a small, white, radiant sphere of light in the center of your chest, at the level of your heart. And then with each in-breath, imagine drawing that black smoke out of their body and bringing it into the sphere of light at your heart, completely dissolving it there. So with each in-breath, breathe in with compassion, dissolving and extinguishing their suffering at your heart. And then imagine the black cloud is now completely extinguished. And now they're completely free of that problem or suffering. And take joy in this. then arouse the thought, how wonderful it would be if they had happiness and its causes. May you be truly well and happy. And then with each out-breath, imagine immeasurable rays of light radiating out from your heart, filling and saturating their entire body and mind, and transforming into everything they need to be happy. So with each out-breath, breathe out the light of loving kindness, sending to them whatever they need to be happy. And then imagine that they've now found the genuine happiness that they seek. And take delight in this. Next, bring to mind someone who you know well, but is neither a friend nor someone you dislike, who's currently experiencing some sort of problem or suffering. And again, picture them very clearly in front of you. And arouse the thought, how wonderful it would be if they are free of that problem, free of that suffering. May you be free of all suffering and its causes. And imagine the problem or suffering in the form of black smoke filling their body. And then with each in-breath, imagine drawing that black smoke out of their body and bringing it into the sphere of light at your heart, completely extinguishing it there. So with each in-breath, breathe in with compassion, dissolving and extinguishing their suffering at your heart. And imagine the black cloud is now completely extinguished, and now they're completely free of that problem or suffering. And take delight in this. And then arouse the thought, how wonderful it would be if they had happiness and its causes. May you be truly well and happy. And then with each out-breath, imagine immeasurable rays of light radiating out from your heart, filling their body and mind, and transforming into everything they need to be happy. So with each out-breath, breathe out the light of loving kindness, sending to them whatever they need to be happy. And imagine that they've now found the true happiness that is their heart's desire. And take joy in this. Thank you. So once again, finding that nice, comfortable posture. With each out-breath, letting go of any thoughts that may have arisen, simply releasing them. And bring the mind into the present moment. Through focusing on the sensations of the breath throughout the body. Next, bring to mind someone who you find a little bit difficult, perhaps a little bit annoying or irritating. And again, picture them very clearly in front of you. They are just like yourself in wanting to be happy and wanting to be free of suffering. It's due to their mental afflictions that's just causing themselves and those around them a lot of suffering. Arouse the thought, how wonderful it would be if they were free of suffering and its causes. May you be free of all suffering and its causes. May you be free of all mental afflictions. Then imagine their mental afflictions and suffering in the form of black smoke filling their body. And then with each in-breath, imagine drawing that black smoke out of their body and bringing it into the sphere of light at your heart, completely dissolving it there. So with each in-breath, breathe in with compassion, dissolving and extinguishing their mental afflictions and suffering at your heart. imagine the black cloud is now completely extinguished. And now they're free of all mental afflictions and suffering. And take joy in this. The thought, how wonderful it would be if they had happiness and its causes. May you be truly well and happy. And then with each out-breath, imagine rays of light radiating out from your heart, filling their body and mind, transforming into everything they need to be happy. So with each out-breath, breathe out the light of loving kindness, sending to them whatever they need to be happy. Then imagine that they've now found the true happiness that they seek, and take joy in this. And then allow your field of loving kindness and compassion to expand out further. And allow your mind to move around. And whoever comes to mind, attend to them. Breathing in with compassion, breathing out the light of loving kindness. No matter how much darkness is drawn in, it is all extinguished without a trace. And no matter how much light is sent out, It is sent out from an inexhaustible source that is in no way depleted. So allow the mind to continue to move around. Whoever comes to mind, whether it's an individual or even a group of people, breathing in with compassion, breathing out the light of loving kindness. And then release all appearances. And simply allow the mind to come to rest. Resting within luminously clear awareness. Completely open and spacious. Still, luminous. So not only is Tonglen a very powerful meditation practice, but it's something we can also apply in daily life as well. For example, if we, throughout the day, if we see someone around us who's obviously suffering, then simply on one breath we can do this exercise. We can take their suffering away from them and we can give them happiness. So in that way we can use situations in our life to continually cultivate loving kindness and compassion using this visualization. This can be particularly useful if we are about to enter into a situation with someone where we anticipate it's going to be very difficult. In particular, we may react in a very negative way. As we're actually approaching this person, we can do this exercise. We can take their suffering away from them, their mental afflictions, and we can give them happiness. And that way, you'll probably find that when you approach them and you're going to open your mouth, you'll be a little bit more open and not so defensive as you normally would be in those difficult situations. And then normally, if they say something, you react. So this can be very helpful when you're about to enter into a difficult situation with others. Also, we can use this practice, a variation of this, in terms of our own suffering. Normally, when we're in a suffering situation, what happens, of course, is that when we're having some sort of physical or mental suffering, generally we see that as really as a big problem, and then we just develop aversion to that. You know, oh, not that again, go away, go away, go away. And of course it's our aversion to that difficult situation which actually magnifies the amount of suffering we experience. So particularly when we have a suffering experience where we have a lot of aversion to it, a huge percentage of our suffering is self-induced through that aversion. You know, for example, and I can use a classic example, maybe you've had this experience yourself. Many years ago, when I first started Buddhist path, I did one of these Goenka Vipassana retreats that we mentioned yesterday. And just prior to that retreat, I damaged my knee in a sporting accident, which meant I could only sit cross-legged for about 15, 20 minutes, and then it got really painful. I had to move. But then partway through that retreat, they have these sessions, 1 hour long, where they ask you to have strong determination not to move your body at all for the whole hour, again, to stop this unnecessary fidgeting. So I had a lot of determination, but after about 20 minutes, my knee started to really hurt a lot. And part of the practice at that time was to scan the body for sensations, and if you got to a point in the body where there was very strong sensations, just sit there for a while. So, of course, I was scanning down. I got to the knee and there was, like, intense sensations. In fact, overwhelming pain, overwhelming pain. But what happened was, if I could sit there and just observe it with mindfulness, that very singular, intense pain started to break up into smaller bits of pain, and then it kept breaking up until it was eventually just thousands of intense sensations, because that's all that's there. And if I could see them as simply intense sensations, it wasn't overwhelming me at all. I mean, it was telling me that to address something, you know, it's not like I ignored it, but I could sit with those intense sensations without it overwhelming me. Whereas if I lost my mindfulness and my automatic habit kicked in, what are these sensations? Ah, pain. Oh, I don't want that. Go away. Then the pain became overwhelming. So in that situation, I would say about 90% of the discomfort I felt was self-induced through aversion. So if we can stop aversion when we're suffering physically or mentally, you'll find a lot of your discomfort will reduce, or at least you won't magnify the suffering you experience. So therefore, in those situations, we can practice what's called acceptance. And acceptance doesn't mean resignation. Acceptance means, in the present moment, I'm experiencing this unpleasant situation. I can either accept that fact, or I can try to suppress it or push it away. And then we can follow Shantideva's advice. He's got lots of good advice, Shantideva. And he says, if a situation can be remedied, why get upset? Just fix it. And if a situation cannot be remedied, what's the point in getting upset? Doesn't help. So therefore, we can follow his advice. If you can fix it, just fix it. Don't need to get upset. If you can't fix it, then no point in getting upset, because it too will pass. So very simple advice. So that's one thing we can do in terms of when we are experiencing some suffering, is practice this acceptance and not develop aversion. But on top of that, we can use this Tonglen exercise. For example, let's say we're having a migraine headache. And let's say from our own experience, medication doesn't really help. We just have to wait it out. Of course, often if we have that migraine headache, we go, oh, not that again. Go away, go away, go away. And of course, the more we have aversion to it, the more suffering we will experience. So at least we can practice acceptance, Shantideva's advice. Nothing to be done about it, so no point in getting upset about it. It'll pass. But on top of that, what we can do is a little bit this Tonglen practice. We can say, understand, well, actually, I'm not the only one who's got a migraine headache in the planet at the moment. There must be thousands of other people with migraine headaches, and something may be much worse. So by me willingly accepting this migraine headache, may all others be free of theirs. So we can take on all their migraine headaches so that they can be free of it, and then send them happiness. So we can use this situation to cultivate loving kindness and compassion. And what you may even find is, because you're focused on others and not obsessing about me, me, poor me, you may find that that attitude of loving kindness and compassion for others actually starts to overwhelm any suffering that you experience, to the point where you may not even experience hardly any discomfort anymore, because you're not obsessing about me, 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 me. You're thinking about others. So that's something that we can think about doing that can be very, very helpful. So we can make that suffering situation a meaningful thing, rather than just obsess about it and dwell in our own self-pity and magnify our own suffering. We can use that as an opportunity to develop loving kindness and compassion for others. So that's something that could be helpful. Okay, that's all I wanted to talk about in this session. So let's take an afternoon tea break and come back at 3:30.